Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
4 o'clock hour. We'll start with a little Road to a Repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So here is the Eastern Conference final schedule. They get underway tomorrow on the road. 8 p.m. puck drop. All the games, by the way, in the Eastern Conference Finals are 8 p.m. puck drops. And tomorrow night, the game obviously heard here on 560 QAM be televised on TNT. Thursday night, same thing at Carolina, TNT. All the games are on TNT, by the way. And then the first home game for the Panthers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 3 will be Saturday in Sunrise. Game 4 will be Monday, Memorial Day, in Sunrise. And then if Game 5 is necessary, Wednesday, May 28th at Carolina. Game 6, if necessary, Friday, May 30th in Sunrise. And Game 7, if needed, would be Sunday, June 1st at Carolina. I went to see Josh Appel, by the way, is in for Crowder today. I went to see Thunderbolts over the weekend. Beyond the fact that it was a great movie. I mean, a great movie. There's a new technology added to the Cinemark in Boca that makes going to the movie so much more pleasurable. What's the worst experience when you go to get something at the concession line?
Waiting in the line.
There's like 5 registers, 10 registers. There's no rhyme or reason.
Only three are open.
And then you order chicken tenders. And what do they go? Go stand in the center and we'll get it for you. Unbelievable. Go to the Cinemark, Glades Road, Airport Road in Boca. The line now has a winding line to it. So you don't have to pick which register you go to. It's whoever's the next available register, they take you. But not only that, each register has a light up number. 1, 2, 3, 4 on a big long stick. And where you're waiting in the line, there's a little speaker. Stand number 3 is open now. And the light flashes and you walk over to 3. Beyond that, as you're making your way through the winding line, there are concessions under heat lamps. Burgers, nachos, chicken tenders, hot dogs that you grab yourself and take to the register and pay.
Enough with
burgers and chicken tenders and hot dogs at the movies. All right. You get a popcorn or you get candy. You get a soda. You get an icy. Enough of the other stuff. It's not time for a meal when you go to the movies. Okay. A little cutesy.
I'm with that. I'm not a big meal guy at the movies. About a year ago, we ended up at the movie in Dania Beach at Dania Point.
Yeah. That's our theater we go to.
Well, we were very hungry. That's the one with the 4DX theater, which I love. It has the moving seats. But we were starving when we got there, and we hadn't eaten dinner, and we weren't going to be able to make it through the movie. So DJ and I ordered chicken tenders. The Dania Point chicken tenders. Some of the best chicken tenders I've ever had in my life. Was shockingly good. And I have to tell you, because I'm not an eat guy at the movie theater. I'm a popcorn and icy guy. DJ likes the popcorn, the bunch of crunch, and a water. And Lori sneaks in seaweed snacks.
Don't tell anyone.
But the chicken tenders, it actually was a very nice addition to a movie. But I'm telling you, Cinemark and Boca, they figured out, for me, the worst part of the concession stand, you pick a line, the other line next to you is moving. Oh, they're cruising along. And you're in this line and it just isn't moving at all.
The days of splitting up to wait in a line to see which one goes faster are over.
If you go to the Cinemark in Boca, it's over. I'm telling you, it was such a pleasure. You're standing there. It's like register 3 and you just walk over to register 3. And if you've got meal items, you're already holding them. The candy and stuff is in the line with you. So you're actually taking your candy and everything. It was just miraculous. I could not believe that it was that much of a pleasure.
It sounds like you could have just waited in the line, gotten your stuff, left the theater, and you'd have had just as great of an experience as you did going to see the actual movie.
I may go do that after the show.
It sounds like you're not in a relationship with a millennial woman with a shopping addiction.
Nordstrom Rack.
TJ Maxx, no, Home Goods.
It reminded me of Home Goods. Mm-hmm. That's what Lori said to me when we were in the line. She's like, oh my God, they finally got it like Home Goods.
Yeah.
Like,
and then even if their system is down.
But you know how far behind you have to be?
Right.
Where Home Goods is 6 years ahead of you in technology? Because that Home Goods, someone explained that store to me. I can't decide if I want an Oriental rug. Mm-hmm. Or a discontinued flavor of lemon heads. Yeah. Like, what? Someone explain who is doing the buying at Home Goods. Oh, I can't decide if I want a patio set for $900 or an exclusive K-cup coffee flavor that was out for a day and a half. Like, what's going on there?
If anybody's interested in a life-size golden crane, Facebook Marketplace. Just Google Alejandro Solana, Facebook Marketplace. I also have disco ball vases up for sale.
Your fiance got me so mad the other night. I think you put it on Instagram. I don't know if it was Instagram or Snapchat.
Don't get me
so
started.
So she always puts flowers in vases, some sort of bouquet, at the sides of the TV. And a lot of times it covers the score bug.
Bad
and Solana sits through it. The other night, as they were sitting down to watch the Panthers game, she put the vase in the center of the TV and it encroached on at least 5 to 8% of the bottom of the screen.
Is this a conversation that you're able to have with her, Solana? Like, hey, like at least for the next
she
2.5 hours.
She doesn't understand what the big deal is. Like, she just doesn't, because he always does it on social media. And she's like, what? I like to look at the flowers. The flowers are pretty.
But they're blocking
I don't like, and I like even the ones that are in the corners that he allows. I don't even like that.
I don't allow.
The TV area is sacred.
I don't necessarily allow it, Hawk. I mean, but there are certain battles worth fighting, and I...
That one's worth fighting in my book.
Well, in my household, let's just say that one leads to less... How can I put this? Less battles in the bedroom.
Somebody says, Hockman, why aren't you pronouncing the K in Cinemark? I thought I did every time. Cinemark. Didn't I say Cinemark?
I heard Cinemark.
Clean out your ears, sir. Somebody says, especially with the nachos crunching during a movie. That one I don't understand. You've got to be in your own world to get nachos at the movie theater, unless you're eating them during the previews. If you're eating them during the previews, during all the hoo-ha before the movie, I'm fine with that. Once the lights go down, if you're crunching on nachos, kind of uncool.
Are you someone who is able to have the self-control to wait until previews are over to eat your popcorn? Because I have lost count the amount of times where I have finished my entire tub of popcorn at the end of the 30 minutes.
So I have a couple rules.
To the point where I don't show up in the theater until like the last few minutes.
Well, it's funny. I love
15 minutes after the scheduled time.
I like all the previews. And I like to be there. If the movie says it starts at 7:15, which it did Saturday night or Friday night, whenever we went, I am there in my seat at 7:15. And this drives DJ, my son, crazy because he doesn't get there till 15, 20 minutes afterwards because there's all kinds of commercials and previews. But I enjoy watching the previews and I enjoy being ensconced in the theater and getting the vibe. So it was like, I don't know, 10 minutes till 7. And I'm like, are you ready to go? And he's like, where? I'm like, the movie starts at 7:15. He's like, you want to go now? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going now. So if you want to go. But I always save food for the movie. I'll eat, but I've always got some saved. So instead of taking big handfuls of popcorn, I'll eat one corn at a time to get through the previews. But I have a rule, no sharing of popcorn. Mm. And I've had this since David was a kid. Don't ask me to get a big family tub. Don't say, oh, I don't want very much popcorn. We'll share. I go, whatever you want. I don't care if it's a large. It'd be $38. You get whatever you want. No one's touching my popcorn. Whether I get a small or a large, whether I leave half of it, I'm not sharing the popcorn. I'm not asking for empty cups so that you can fill a little cup, a little plastic cup with popcorn. You want popcorn, buy your popcorn. I'll buy your popcorn. No sharing of popcorn.
Do you drown it in the butter?
No, I never put butter on it.
Me too. I don't do it either. Yeah. And it kind of annoys me because I'm forced into sharing the tub of popcorn with Mara when we go to the movies. And she always has to have her little corner on the side with the butt.
Tell her no.
I got to get your own popcorn.
Yeah. I mean, get your own popcorn. I want to enjoy my popcorn. Now, what I do is because I'm enjoying the popcorn before the movie starts and whatever, then I start dipping into others, like DJ's and Lori's, their popcorns. So and they look at me like, what are you doing? You still have plenty of popcorn left. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to make sure I have enough for the movie.
And to be clear, nobody's allowed to take your popcorn.
Correct. You're
allowed to go into everybody else's.
Correct. I'm allowed to throw a kernel every now and then just to goof around because I'm, you know, dad jokes, you know, throw the popcorn, dad look away.
Jokes.
Look away.
I had to play, though. I do the same when I buy French fries for a group of people. Listen. If you're not the person picking up the fries, if you're not the person making the purchase, understand the territory that comes with that. I am putting my hand into this bag. I'm pulling out fries from somebody's box of French fries, but it ain't mine.
Right.
I literally did that today to Mara at lunch. We ordered Chick-fil-A, and I'm taking this stuff out of the bag. Oh, a taste test. And I grabbed two fries out of hers.
Yeah.
Because I got to have mine.
You got the waffle fries there?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, they're hit and miss.
Depends. Well, and we were lazy, so we got a taxi for our Chick-fil-A on Uber Eats. And sometimes they package it up where it contains
Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A to your house on a Monday afternoon?
Yeah.
Grow up.
All right. I like to throw my popcorn at the movies as a dad joke.
Yeah, that's funny.
I would love to pile on Appel here, but I have a very shameful admission. Yesterday, I had a baby shower, and it was in Coral Gables at the Coral Gables Country Club. We're on our way to the baby shower. I had to get a book for the baby. Instead of taking a card, you get a book. Well, I didn't have time to stop. Yeah, you buy a book for the baby instead of buying.
Baby can't read. Throw in the popcorn guy. I'm that guy.
I stopped at my parents' house, and I just took one of my nephew's old books that he doesn't use anymore that was, like, not really used at all.
How'd he move?
But I didn't realize I also, in order to be entered into some sort of raffle, I had to take a box of diapers. Now I have to, like, I'm in the Gables. I realize now I have to stop at Walgreens, park on the street. Like,
what raffle?
I don't know.
W DoorDash diapers.
I Uber Eats a box of diapers to the baby shower at the Coral Gables Country Club.
Brilliant.
And Javier on a motorbike met me up outside the country club, dropped off a box of diapers. I walk in, enter in the raffle. Genius. I mean, Uber Eats is unbelievable.
That happens to be brilliant. Appel ordering Chick-fil-A on Uber Eats when there's a Chick-fil-A down the street from him. Just the ultimate in lazy.
The closest Chick-fil-A to me is like 15 minutes away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not down the street.
Yeah, that's down the street. Welcome to the top 2%, you know? 98% of the world would love to be within 15 minutes of a Chick-fil-A.
If I was in the top 2%,
you appreciate it?
I'd have a Chick-fil-A in my house.
Instead of thumbing your nose at it.
Davante Adams had a Taco Bell in his house. I'd have a Chick-fil-A in my house if I was in the 2%.
Tell you what, I would have a Taco Bell in my house. Such a great move by him.
Crunchwrap Supreme? I mean.
Mm.
Baja Black?
Props to the Cinemar in Boca Raton because they really fixed that. Just to drive that texter crazy. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Felt like we did sports headlines, but perhaps we did not. So I'll try to read you.
I don't think we did anything but the road to a repeat. And then I launched into a little
movies.
Story about the movies.
Yeah, I'm glad a major flaw in your movie theater experience has been corrected.
I think it's for everyone. It's just such hit or miss getting in the right line.
Tom Cruise wanted to bring movie theaters back. And I think if this mechanism of waiting for concessions is implemented everywhere.
I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It's honestly a game changer.
I did just get this notification from ESPN, Adam Schefter. He reports that the Cleveland Browns have officially signed rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders to a four-year, $4.6 million contract.
All right.
Obviously, the Panthers blew out the Leafs last night. A celebratory Monday. Game one of the conference finals begins tomorrow, as Hawk mentioned. The Thunder blew out the Nuggets yesterday as well. So, for the first time in NBA history, there will be seven different champions in seven different years.
Good text by somebody here. How the hell is baby going to read a book, bro? Let alone hold it up and flip the pages.
So true.
Carl Anthony Towns was at the Yankees and Mets game yesterday, by the way, allegedly sporting a F Boston t-shirt.
Mm.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Speaking of basketball, either of you have a strong take on Caitlin Clark's controversial technical foul against Angel Reese?
I mean, it wasn't controversial. It was a hard foul. What are we doing?
Every day in the NBA.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Angel Reese's reaction was absolutely absurd. Has she never played basketball before?
Ridiculous.
Like, she was expecting what? Have a layup uncontested?
Well, she got what she wanted. It was upgraded to a flagrant foul. It's ridiculous. But
Which was ridiculous.
It worked. Whatever she did, for whatever reason, it worked. She got two free throws and the ball back.
Somebody texts in, I'm bidding on the crane right now.
Dwayne Wade has a new chest tattoo, by the way. I don't know if any of you saw that.
It's, you know, a little much. What are we doing? Hey, make a scrapbook.
Hawk, if you had to get a chest tattoo, would it just be a giant McRib on your chest?
Ooh, if I had to get, so you're saying over the entire, not just like a little thing, like.
Nah, you can't just get like the little sailor heart mom right. with the arrow going across.
A
like,
real chest tat?
Chest tat from one nipple to the other.
I'm going the entire McDonald's menu that you look at when you walk into the thing. That's pretty badass.
That's
huh?
fire, actually.
That's pretty badass. I think I might do that.
Yeah, that's fire.
I will say, I'm looking at the Wade tattoo now. It's pretty sick.
Hey, but it's like, it's his story, right? It's his basketball story.
Yeah.
Make a documentary or something. I mean, like, you're going to carry around with it on your chest. Like, what? I mean.
Probably hurt,
for
though.
What?
And my favorite story over the weekend from social media, outside of staring at Dwayne Wade's nipples. Someone posted a highlight reel of Le'Veon Bell, and it had the caption, "What happened to Le'Veon Bell?" He responded, "Adam Gase happened."
Wow, I didn't see that.
Yeah, which
that's funny.
I just think is phenomenal, and if you dig deep, which I can tell by Appel's reaction, he's going to do the thing where he provides context. Somebody pointed out that Le'Veon Bell signed to the New York Jets after Adam Gase had been hired, and he got the timelines mixed up, so perhaps a little bit of CTE at play.
Even funnier.
But still funny.
Even funnier.
That Adam Gase in the year 2025 is catching strays from Le'Veon Bell.
Leave Adam Gase alone.
Yeah. Miss me with any sort of Adam Gase.
Yeah, miss me with the Adam Gase defense.
Yeah, seriously, man.
I brought this franchise to the postseason with Matt Moore.
Okay, well, Mike McDaniel's done it twice.
Jay Ajayi. And when's the last time Jay Ajayi did anything in the league?
You stand on that hill.
That's
brother.
The argument for Adam Gase.
Oh, this Le'Veon Bell, Adam Gase, where running backs go to die. Jay Ajayi had one good season in the league, and it was with Adam Gase. Please, this is Le'Veon Bell.
Hawk, we should bring Appel on more. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's going to be very hot in South Florida for the next couple of days.
Next couple of months.
Yeah, as we approach summer. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We got an Eastern Conference Finals that gets underway mañana, and it feels pretty good to be a Panthers fan. I saw a tweet, Solana, that would be right up your wheelhouse. From Joey Bag of Donuts. Chris Greer, Dolphins GM since 2016, still, quote, rebuilding, zero playoff wins. Bill Zito, Panthers GM since 2020, three straight Eastern Conference Finals, two Cup Finals, and a Stanley Cup champion. That's how you rebuild. And that is fair. Whenever you have the argument about, you know, general managers and front office and Chris Greer, because I'm a defender of Chris Greer because I think he's done more good, made more good decisions than bad. But the proof is always in the pudding. And so you look at what Bill Zito's done and you look at what Chris Greer's done and there's no comparison. So if it's one's a passing grade, one's a failing grade, I'm with you, Solana. But I think there's more nuance to the Chris Greer story.
You could make the argument. Chris Greer's made the playoffs a couple of times. I'm sure if we went around the NFL, we could find teams who have had worse stretches over the past, whatever you want to do, seven seasons, eight seasons. But
well, certainly not over the last like 24 years winning a playoff game.
That's what I was going to say. Like, unfortunately, Chris Greer took over a dire situation already, and outside of two playoff appearances, hasn't improved it. And it doesn't help that, bro, as much as we want to credit Paul Maurice, Matthew Tkachuk, Barkey, man, Zito or Will Wiedoappel, I'm not kidding. Like, guys who I hadn't heard of before the playoffs started are the ones beating the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I know I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but like it's insane. Seth Jones yesterday took over that game, single-handedly took over that game. That's a midseason acquisition.
Paul Maurice said that shuffling out the fourth line and putting in Nosek, Gajewicz, and Greer was one of the turning points in the series because those guys represent the style of play that they want to play with. Jonah bleeping Gajewicz had two goals in the series. You want to know how many goals Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews had combined in the series?
One,
two.
Right?
Two. Each had one. Jonah Gajewicz outscored both of them. And this Mitch Marner, down 3-0 already, wants to chirp his own bench and yell.
Yeah,
at
but what? But what? I mean, what is he going to do though? I thought that was an unfair criticism of him because, like, that's what you need your guys to do. You want him to sit there silently?
I want him to.
You want him to hold a mirror up on the bench and yell at himself?
It's one thing if he like was contributing at all. Like he's
I
one of the guys.
It,
that
but what do you want him to do? You want him to sit silently?
I want him to not be a hypocrite because he has to wake up too.
Well, I think he was talking.
Oh, hi, Mitch Marner. Nah.
Hey, but Hawk, when we're at Whiskey Stars and Cigars two Fridays ago, we're watching game three, must win for the Florida Panthers. They're down 2-0. There was a point in that game where Tomas Nosek, Appel,
yeah,
that's how you pronounce it, he scores a goal. And I swear to you, I mean, we have diehard QAM listeners. We're the home of the Florida Panthers. And there wasn't a single person who knew who that guy was. At that watch party, we're all like, who just scored the momentum swinging goal in this game? And like, I feel like half the roster are just guys like that who are new additions this season. And they're dominating or making major impacts against the Toronto Maple Leafs in this series. Like that to me is all the general manager making unbelievable acquisitions.
Nate Schmidt replacing Oliver Ekman-Larsson on that third defensive pair. Nate Schmidt, I just felt like he was in the back end of his career, and he is. I don't think he's had a better year than Ekman-Larsson had with the Panthers last year, but he has certainly been rock solid back there for them and given them everything they could possibly want out of him when they brought Nate Schmidt here. And he's bald. So that's a feather in his cap.
Either way, Panthers fans, the Panthers announced the two watch parties for Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday, the official Panthers watch party is at Funky Buddha Brewery, our friends there in Oakland Park. And Thursday, the official watch party is at the War Memorial Auditorium, which is their practice arena as well. So if you want to go, just check out FloridaPanthers.com or just know Funky Buddha Brewery tomorrow, War Memorial Auditorium on Thursday.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I was laughing watching the game last night because they made Toronto, and maybe you can explain it, Appel, but they made Toronto look, I don't want to say like a laughingstock, but they skated him off the ice. And I don't understand how that happens. And there was a game, obviously, that Toronto had to win game six, and they did. They forced this game seven. But I wonder how the Panthers, and you're a hockey guy, how the Panthers were able to make a Toronto team that was very good. Is it literally just that's Paul Ball?
That's a big part of it. But I would also say this. Game six, yeah, the Panthers lost 2-0. But that was a low-event game for both teams. I think if you ask Sergei Bobrovsky, he would tell you, I gotta have the Austin Matthews goal, right? And I think that was very similar to how last night started, where whoever got the first goal, like if the Panthers had scored first in game six, I think you'd have seen something similar to what we saw last night, where the Leafs are such a fragile team mentally that the first thing that goes wrong for them, what happens. I've never been too big on like the mental aspect being like that big of a difference, but like the Leafs are a really talented team. They got a lot bigger and they got a lot tougher. And it's a different version of them this year than the Panthers faced 2 years ago in the playoffs, and a different Leafs team that lost in the first round to Boston last year. That team is so mentally fragile because of all the pressure they're under from that city, from the media there, from the fan base there, and it all comes down crashing all at once. Craig Berube is a Stanley Cup winning coach, won the Stanley Cup with the Blues in 2019. He's a really good coach. They can't overcome whatever mental blocks they have in these big games. And honestly, like, again, it reminds me a lot of Jonathan Huberdeau in the playoffs with the Panthers. Like, right now in Toronto, I don't know if it's going to get better when he signs somewhere else, but like Mitch Marner, like the sample size for him and Austin Matthews at this point in the postseason, it is what it is. They're not playoff performers. Like, that's just the crux of it. Like, Mitch Marner, his style of play, it's just not good enough in the postseason. It really isn't. And I think that's the biggest difference. The Panthers are bought in to that style. They want to. There's that great clip of Paul Maurice last year against the Bruins that went was going around again this postseason, where they're up 3-1 in the series. They come back home for the Panthers to try and clinch it, and they get off to a terrible start. Maurice, during a commercial break or calls timeout, he says, "F the plays. You get up 3-1, and you're trying to make plays. Get the puck in, grind their D down, pound their D." Pause. So when game seven, they've got nothing left. And to me, what it looked like over the course of last night's game, they had nothing left. They had that one push at the end of the first period, and they had nothing left other than that.
Hawk, if the Maple Leafs were ever going to win a Stanley Cup in Toronto, it was going to be this year. And I think, you know, based on...
Well, that's why they have to break up the team. That's what we talked about earlier. Like, you run that back, you're going to have a fan base that is incensed.
The thing is, I can't see that organization ever winning again in that city. I mean, they haven't won since 1967. I really think it's time that they consider moving that organization. I really do. I mean, there are places in Florida, hockey hub right now, epicenter of the hockey universe, that could use an organization. And I think we saw it yesterday. As Appel said, I mean, it's the organization. They're fragile mentally. They're fragile. It's never going to get done there. They've got to consider moving that team.
And did you see all the empty seats? I mean, this is back-to-back home games in the second round of the playoffs. So many empty seats in the third period.
Throwing jerseys? Jerseys?
I don't know if that's a market right now that can really support hockey. And maybe if they move to a place like, I don't know, you mentioned earlier, Jacksonville, maybe Orlando.
Panama City Beach.
Right. Yeah. Right. They don't have that same type of media pressure, fan pressure.
I think they have a Buc-ee's in St. Augustine, which is always nice.
Yeah. Maybe that's a market more suitable for Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews.
You're both idiots. So Lana mentioned earlier that we were watching the game when we were at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. A couple of things with Whiskey Stars and Cigars. First of all, I'm going to give away the Marlins tickets. Don't go anywhere. But there's a contest going on, courtesy of our friends from Drew Estate, who were at Whiskey Stars and Cigars with us. It's for their sold-out barn smoker. And you get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, and you enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, an exclusive barn smoker cigar pack upon arrival. And if you want to win this, it's a great prize. If you want to win it, go to WQAM.com, click on contests. You can enter right there. You must be 21 or older to win and attend the event. The other thing about Whiskey Stars and Cigars I wanted to mention. So we're there, and we were saying it the day after. One of the reasons that the event works so well is we love the listeners. Listeners are so great. So a guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, I'm a musician. I'm an artist. And I'd love to do a song for you guys." His name is Georgie, right? Georgie Music is the Instagram and social media handle. J-O-R-G, the letter G, and then Music, M-U-Z-I-K, Georgie Music. But he said, "Hey, can I make a song for you guys?" And I said, "Sure." And we've had people over the course of the last decade or so make some songs. And this guy sent us a YouTube clip yesterday. He actually made a music video to it. Have you seen this? Did I send this to you, Appel?
Yeah, I saw it. It was great.
Really good. I know I sent it to Jimmy because Jimmy is prominently featured right at the beginning. Obviously, the music video makes it really work. But do you want to play it here, the audio, so people can hear it? because I'd like this to be our theme. Like, we can start every day with this, or we could start the 3 o'clock hour with it, or the 4 o'clock hour. Like, it doesn't have to be the start of the show, but we should be playing this every day. This is Georgie rapping about the Hockman and Crowder show.
Hockman and Crowder, hijack the radio for a few hours. Turn it up louder. Somebody checking the tower. Jimmy's asleep and Solana has got some TB to devour. Channing the Gator that been in Miami so long. We got that boy selling power. Hock the OG, give him a spritz. No game, no tricks, locking your picks. The show is the lit, Monday to Friday from 2 to 6. Georgie on the track so you know it's lit. Tell me where you at, little buddy, don't trip. We got you. Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. From football to B-ball to hockey to baseball to soccer. Yeah. Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. From football to B-ball to hockey to baseball to soccer.
Motherfucking about
Hockey Crowder. Hockey Crowder. Hockey Crowder. Hockey Crowder. Hockey Crowder.
Love that little shout. Hockey Crowder. That's really good, Georgie. There's so many good lines in there. We'll have to pick it apart at one point because Crowder, a Gator, been in Miami so long, he's selling powder. Brilliant line. Give Hawk a spritz, the music video. It's me and Georgie standing there, and I happen to be holding an Aperol spritz in my hand.
Yeah.
I did notice that I was omitted from the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK, Georgie Music.
I've already added to the DBJ list for the upcoming season, Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Because
I have to tell you, it's to me, that's brilliant lyricist. Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Because, you know, the Boca is the mouth.
Yeah, it's not my thing. You can't rhyme Boca with Boca. But when it's this Boca and that Boca,
completely separate meaning.
So fire, man.
It was really good. So fire. That's really good. Thank you.
I felt like I was listening to Migos.
Appreciate that. It was really, really good. Let me give away these Marlins tickets. So, Jimmy, you choose the music, but we got to come up with a time where we play that every day. Start of the 3 o'clock hour, you think?
Yeah, 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
All right. We'll vote on it. Anybody have a vote?
I think Jimmy should call Georgie and ask him what he thinks.
Oh, that's a good idea. Jimmy, call Georgie and ask him about rhyming Boca with Boca. Jimmy would melt.
Do we ever get Jimmy to the bottom of if Benihana will give us cheese and the hibachi burritos?
Maybe in the 5 o'clock hour you can call them back, Jimmy.
Not a chance, Jack.
All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.